is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. Vincent has left the building. Very interesting story. Stories about his personal time with Michael Jackson. So, you think Michael Jackson's a pedophile?
From the sounds of it, after they found the pornographic material, I think that it would lean towards that, yeah.
What do you think?
I think there's too much evidence that he is.
All right. Well, we're going to transition.
What do you think?
I think there's a good chance there is, but I think there's not enough to prove it. Like I said, Michael was, you know, he was smart enough to surround himself. You know, it's kind of like Donald Trump. I'm not calling Donald Trump a pedophile, although there is an accusation. But it's true. There is. That's a true thing. But the thing is, Donald Trump gets to send everybody else to jail because he surrounds himself with enough incompetent people where he can like deny it. It's the same thing with Michael Jackson, because these people that worked in the house accused Michael Jackson of doing these things, and then the defense goes, yeah, but they stole from Michael Jackson, and they committed fraud over here, this, that, the other. If you surround yourself with enough screw-ups, you can put enough fog around
you.
Well,
the same thing that was brought up during the segment about the magazine. Well, Frank had the magazine. It's his word against, you know, whoever's.
Right.
If it was allegedly taken from the ranch. It could have been his, you know.
You don't know.
We don't have the proof.
All right. So let's. We don't have the proof. We don't know. You guys think so? You guys definitely think yes. I think 60-40 yes. I think that, there's something off about it at all. But I don't know.
From hearing that, I would say yes, but there's a reasonable doubt.
Right, so which is why you get acquitted.
My opinion, as somebody on the show who just heard a segment, yeah, I do. In a jury, and being questioned, there's the reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
Legally, you really can't.
And I think Michael Jackson knew that with this last time. Like, I think there's probably a reason why he settled the first time. And there's a reason why, like in 1993, and there is a reason why he went to court.
He probably huddled with lawyers and said, look, there's nothing, there's a reasonable doubt here.
Yeah.
We went through everything. There's a reasonable doubt. And getting back to, like I said, the DA has a case that they want to just go straight and narrow, feeling they have the most evidence to convict. His lawyers, and he's probably got the best of the best of the best, probably saw that case and going, there's enough reasonable doubt, even though the DA feels that they have a solid case. There's enough reasonable doubt to get an acquittal on the case.
All right, let's do some scamming scammers. Let's do that. When we last left this, I played for you guys two phone calls. One with my I don't know if she's my girlfriend. It's not my girlfriend. My love interest, Han, who the poor dear is stuck in Germany on a business trip. And it might be held hostage. Might be held hostage.
Other than ice skate attendant.
Well,
the agent
who lent her money for 24 hours, apparently, but needs it back right this moment. Otherwise, he is holding her hostage. And fake Davin got very, very upset by this. He said, you do not hold Americans hostage. I know where you are. You don't know who you're dealing with. We'll put a bullet in your head. It did not go well.
No.
So...
No.
No, so we will continue along that vein. So this is the day after. This is October 18th. So I write to her. I go, hope you're doing okay. You left without saying goodbye yesterday, and I put like a sad thing because it just ended abruptly.
Yes.
She goes, hi dear. She gets back to me 2 hours later. Hi dear, I'm sorry. How are you doing today? I am okay. I go, I'm okay. What happened yesterday? She goes, I was so stressed and slept off. She fell asleep. She was so stressed, she fell asleep. I go, in the middle of the conversation, and then she's gone again. I said, I'm sorry about that, dear. I'm here. I go, okay. No worries, dragon, a little dragon emoji. She goes, hope you're having a blissful day over there. What are you doing presently? I go, presently I'm doing rows. Exciting, isn't it? I must have been working out.
You're doing what?
Rows. It's a workout.
Oh, okay.
It's an exercise.
I thought it was a woman.
Presently I'm doing rows. Everything's going as well as can be expected. I feel good about this one. A lot of repetitions, but it's very quick.
You chicken inspector, you.
She goes, LOL, yes, it is. I go, really? I go, well, I need to be strong. And I put it, I have a very emoji talking with her, this one, and a strong arm so you don't kick my ass too badly. She goes, smile, okay, keep it up, and let's see how it goes. I go, LOL, I'm not scared of you. She goes, don't want to be scared. Just wait till then. Smile. She goes, and she puts like a cat. I go, you're a pussycat? Gone again. So at 8:42, I write her, hey. I go, she's here now, and I'm trying to call you on Hangout. So this is the person with the video camera.
Uh-huh.
I go, okay, give me a minute. Okay, call me now. All right. So then we have a video call.
Ooh.
A video call on Hangout, and I will play for you the audio of that. Just give me a second. Let me find the right thing here.
You're doing a lot of chatting with this one.
Video chat?
Yeah, well, audio, chatting or, in general.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how it works, Joe. If you don't give them attention, they tend to lose interest. They think they got a live one with me, and they do.
Right.
All right. So this is the audio of our video chat, and then we will discuss on the other side.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
I can see you.
Oh, hold on. How's it going?
Oh. Oh, me.
What?
It's me, the giant slayer. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I can see you now. How you doing?
I'm good.
Where are you?
What? Seems to be some type of delay. Hello?
You know, I told you that she just came right now, so I decided to quickly use the laptop to call you so you can be able to see me.
I see it's very bright out where you are.
All right, so that was the end of the call. It was the girl in the picture. It was the woman in the picture.
Okay.
That I was having a video chat with. I remember thinking, and I didn't know at the time, now I know how to do video capture. I remember thinking that what she was saying, what I was hearing were not lining up perfectly. You know how you watch a movie out of sync?
Yeah.
It was kind of like, well, this isn't lining up. So then they think, well, is it really the girl in the picture or what's going on?
It could be a delay.
Yeah, I didn't know. So
the girl, okay, and by you saying the girl in the picture
on the Instagram photos.
Okay.
The Asian woman in her late 30s, early 40s, same girl in the picture. So that much has been verified. Not an African, an Asian woman. So she goes, I can't hear you better. I go, that was weird. She goes, how do you mean? I go, the technology, the daylight. She goes, I still don't understand you. I go, it's the middle of the night in Frankfurt. So she's outside, and it's bright out, and I go, it's the middle of the night in Frankfurt, because they are, depending on the time of year, 5 or 6 hours
ahead
of us.
Did it look like she was in a terminal at all?
No. No, it did not look like she was.
Because that's the daylight. And you're stuck in a terminal.
Yeah.
You're out by a gazebo. Must be a nice fucking airport.
I go, it's the middle of the night in Frankfurt. She goes, you mean the wallpaper? I go, no, dragon, it looked like daylight. Do you want to try again? She goes, Ello, it's not daylight, dragon slayer. I go, it looked like it was. Where are you? She goes, I was about to bath before I decided to call you first.
Where are you going to bathe in a terminal?
She's not in a terminal. You guys assume she's in a terminal.
So where is she?
She's in her hotel.
Okay. So why can't she leave? Why can't she leave? She's in a hotel.
She can't leave the country.
Okay. All right.
Apparently. All
right.
Because this guy's holding her hostage. I don't understand that either. You want them to get the story straight?
I'm going to take you as far as I can, and then I got to stop along with you.
I mean, there comes a point where you, like, when you're doing this, you go, all right, I can really grill them because I know they're lying right here. And there comes a point where you go, all right, let's see where this goes. You know, you got to make that call.
You give them enough rope to hang themselves.
Trust me, I let them hang themselves multiple times.
Yeah,
you know, can't always play interrogate the scammer. Mm-hmm. She goes, I was about to bath before I decided to call you first. I go, the lady with the computer was going to take a bath with you? So I'm grilling her a little bit.
What a girl.
All right. You know what? Let me find if I can find the theme song for Interrogate the Scammer.
I thought you were going to interrogate them.
I didn't say I wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
Bill, while I find this, please.
Okay. Yeah, you would figure when they would do something like this, the attention to detail would be a little bit better. You know, they would have it set, you know, set up in a hotel. It would be dark. Maybe you close the the curtains.
Here we go. Here we go. I'll play the bumper. It's been a long time.
In the quest for truth and justice in the American way, join Devin, Hip Helix, and Joe Curry for Interrogate the Scammer.
Yes. So I am going to question her because I am having issues with the time of day with her. I go, the lady with the computer was going to take a bath with you. Remember, she had to wait for the lady with the computer before she could video chat with me. She goes, what do you mean by that? I will call you when I'm done bathing. I go, you said the woman was there. And then you said you were about to take a bath.
Oh, that gets a no. All right, Pip. No.
Are you there, Pip? Hello?
She's gone, son.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Oh, well, say something.
Stupid.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. We said your name three times to ask your opinion. Why would you answer?
Beetlejuice would have shown up, but you didn't.
Yeah.
I had hit mute on the phone.
What a great way to do a talk show.
Why would you want to be part of the conversation?
Yeah, you just sit there and enjoy the show.
I was wondering why you guys weren't talking back to me.
Well, we are now.
Fucking idiot. My God.
Know.
You know what she asked me before the show? I swear to God. Hand to God. Which part of the phone do you talk into, the top or the bottom? That was a question before the show.
No, there's no excuse. No.
Joe's eyes
nothing
crossed.
Nothing you could say. For the scammer to be calling in broad daylight when it's supposed to be dark is making more sense than you wondering what you...
Yeah, that was a real conversation.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, no, we shan't. I go, oh, no call from Beth? She goes, I will call you when I'm done before she leaves. I go, okay, it was worth a shot to see if I could get a call from the Beth, LOL. So I'm being a little flirty. She goes, have a beautiful Sunday. I go, same to you, Dragon, and a lovely Monday, too. And she goes, how are you doing today? Sleepy. I go, sleepy, but so far good. How are you? She goes, I'm fine, thanks. I'm still thinking if you forgot about me. I go, glad to hear it. And I go, it is you who forgot about me. She goes, no, I thought you would DM me about my coming over. That made me think you don't really care.
Could you stop a second?
Yes.
So what, are you letting her slide on the whole interrogation about, you know?
I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay. All right, fine.
She goes, no, I thought you would DM me about my coming over. Then you made me think you don't really care. I go, no. I go, you said you would call after your bath. That made me think you don't really care. So... she never called me.
Right.
So I couldn't finish the interrogation.
Because why look for trouble?
It could be.
Yeah, why look for trouble?
So this is October 20th now. She goes, so a couple days passed. She goes, I could not call you again because she left. I go, you could have told me that. Made me think you don't care. And I put sad emoji. She goes, LOL, I'm sorry. I go, why LOL? She goes, what are you doing at this moment? I go, I'm in bed. Exciting, right? LOL. She goes, what's the time over there now? I go, 6:48. Is your time, right? She goes, 6:40. I go, what is your time? She goes, 12:50. So it's 6 hours. So I knew what the time was when I said it should be dark there. I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm sitting on a couch thinking tired and getting out of my mind. I go, well, we've been being tired in common, and I'm definitely out of my mind. I go, what music do you like? I don't know why I asked that. Maybe I wanted to know she was into Meatloaf. I don't know. She goes, when would you help me when I asked you? Would you send the $500 tomorrow so I can start booking up my flight? It's obvious I won't be able to book any next week because of the holiday been mapped out for other preferences. I go, what holiday? She goes, I don't know. What was that? What was what I was overheard someone saying? I go, but it's an American flight. She goes, okay, I'm happy you know more. I'm tired of here. I think she's also getting a little tired of me.
Yeah,
I'm happy you know more. You know more than me.
That was kind of a shot.
Yeah.
I go, I'm sure. I go, what do you think of Avon? She goes, I don't know about it. I go, have you heard of it? She goes, nah. I don't know why I asked her that.
Wasn't
what
she
do you think of
cosmetics?
Avon?
I think because my wife was next door with the neighbor. Doing a try on, doing a you make.
Know, I got to be frank with you. My problem sometimes.
Just be
Joe. my time.
Frank has porn. Guinea porn.
Okay. I don't want to be connected with that. You know, it's funny sometimes with the stories because I've been doing the clips, It's like sometimes I get this. I'm starting to get the stories mixed up, especially when I get clips done yesterday, and then we're doing a show now. It's like because the clip that I did over the weekend is more fresh in my mind than the segment we did last week. So sometimes I have a little problem with keeping everything straight.
I go, what do you think of a? Oh, I know why I asked her. I know why I asked her, because she does cosmetics.
Okay.
That's why I asked her.
All right.
That's bad when I forget
that about her.
And yeah. she's from the States, right?
Albany, a couple hours away.
And how old is she?
Late 30s, early 40s. I think she's at 38.
She should know about the Avon lady if she was from America.
Yeah.
That's a cultural thing. You know,
yeah.
And it's just in that age group where you would know who the Avon lady is. You ask a millennial, they don't know who the hell it is.
She goes, I don't know about it. I go, have you heard of it? She goes, nah. Okay. Oh, I go, oh, I thought you might have heard of them. So she goes, so what exactly is your decision? I go, what airports are you leaving from and arriving to? Now it's time to grill her. She goes, why are you asking much question? Are you sending the 500 or not? Please let me know.
Cut the bullshit, stupid, and send the dough.
Right, but this is a logical question if you were really going to help somebody fly out of there and fly back to Albany.
And you want to know something? Yeah. If somebody is helping you, and it's legit, yeah, it's going to be flight 503. It's taken off at 10 o'clock. I should be back in the States by 12 that night. So, you know, you would know. You would know. You wouldn't be, you know, you wouldn't be going, oh, for Christ's sakes, just send the money.
No, it's a reasonable question.
Yeah. It's also rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, I go, what airports are you leaving from and arriving to? She goes, why are you asking me much question? Are you sending the 500 or not? Please let me know. I go, because the goal is to get you home, is it not? She goes, what about the $500 I have to pay before I leave? So.
And does $500 buy me a little courtesy with you?
Apparently not.
No, it doesn't, and because she doesn't have a story, she's trying to use frustration and anger to move him along.
Which is a common trait these scammers do with me. It often ends in frustration and anger, Joe.
Because they haven't handled somebody like you before.
No, it hasn't.
It's not just going to fork over the money, that's going to try to help them find a job, have them make a sweater.
Trust me, I'm dealing with this right now.
Write pornography.
I have a very angry scammer on my hands.
Yeah, so, you know...
I go, I feel like you're pressuring me. Maybe it's because this is in text. Because we should discuss this in a video chat so we can understand each other. I go, odd, you stop talking. Stop talking in the mid. That's odd phrasing by me.
Yeah, really.
I go, maybe it's best we forget this whole thing. Communication is lacking. I sit here and worry about you and you disappear. Kind of over it. Maybe time to move on from this and my girlfriend. Good luck, Han.
Ooh, cutting bait.
I most certainly am. She goes,
wow.
She goes, it's because you take everything unserious. That's another complaint the scammers have for me. They don't consider me a serious person. This is a recurring theme.
Because you're a nut.
No, I have questions.
No idea how right they are.
No, no, no.
Yes.
No.
No, no. Yes. Si.
Yes.
In Spanish.
Very good. You're so multicultural.
Si.
You're an inspiration.
But it's yeah, because you're nuts.
I think my questions have been legitimate.
But everything around them is crazy.
Right, but my question is, what? Where are you flying out of and where are you going into?
But like I said, yeah, that
I just got done
saying it's a reasonable question. And for her to get upset about it, showing that she's you know, she's a fraud.
Yes.
But everything around legitimate questions is nuts.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah.
She goes, you seems to be asking much question after I already explained everything to you.
No, not so much. What flight, where you're flying out of, what's the airport name, silly stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, really, I have not.
They're reasonable questions.
The only unreasonable thing I've done was threaten her pal with a bullet in his head because I, you know, in my,
well,
I thought
care.
He was, yeah, I care, and I thought he was holding her hostage.
Yeah.
There you go.
I go, oh, yes, I should ask no questions to someone I've never slept with, kissed, touched, met. I should just send money to a stranger on Instagram. Can I give you $10,000 for you to invest for me in Beanie Babies too? I told you we should video chat because things were getting lost in text. We really couldn't talk on Friday because it kept cutting out. You make me feel badly, and I don't like it. So then we go over to Instagram. I mean, to an Instagram. So I go good on October 25th, a week later, or 5 days later. I go, good morning, dragon, emoji. She goes, hi, good morning. I go, what's new and exciting? Okay, then, good talk, LOL. She disappears. I go, what else do you want from me now? Why do you intend to talk with me now? I go, I never asked
anyone. Who's saying that?
Her.
Okay.
She has no patience for me anymore.
But the thing about it is, you call her a week later, and then 3 days later, and a week later. And for somebody that's stuck in a hotel, she's leaving a nice leisurely life.
Yeah.
You know? December. Hi, how are you? Good. Still stuck at the hotel. Where's the $500? I mean, that's crazy. You know, it's just crazy.
She goes, why do you intend to talk with me now? I go, I never asked anything of you. I never stopped talking to you. She goes, okay. I go, what okay? I go, seems like you hate me or something, so I will go. That's what I said to her. And then on November 18th, so I had not heard from her. Mm-hmm. On November 18th, I sent her the image for the Davin's Den Scams the Scammers logo.
Oh, I love it.
And I got instantly blocked.
I had that on what was it? I think my Instagram. I think it was on my Instagram that this woman wrote, "Hi,
mm-hmm.
how are you?" And I'm like, I wrote back. I go and like I said, I don't have the time, but I wrote, "Who are you?" And then she goes, "Well, who are you?" I go, "You wrote me. I'm asking first." Mm-hmm. And then I go, are you a scammer? And she goes,
they don't like that.
No. And she goes, no. And I go, well, I just asked because I think it sounds like you're a scammer. And if, you know, and I'm kind of privy to that because I do a show about scamming. Look up Davin's 10 Scams to Scammers. Never saw her no more.
She wasn't impressed.
She hit the fucking hills.
So that was the first one I've sent the image to. Of the show, and that ended
wow.
in a blocking. So I'm guessing she wasn't for reals.
You think?
You know what though? I think it's kind of cool. Just like I said it to the one that was scamming me, just to know that you're trying to make a mark, and not only did you make a mark, you wound up getting somebody that's on an anti-scamming show that deals with this shit. And if you're so curious to check it out, you see how we're not only getting back at you, we're making fools out of these people. So to think that you're a scammer, you feel like an asshole.
Well, the damaging thing is you don't know who's on the other line, so they could, like, infect your computer or stuff like that. So you don't want to do it all the time.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? So that was Han.
Right. And meanwhile, when the equipment comes back from the shop, we'll continue with our show.
So you think every scam should end with the logo?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
And I'm saying that for that simple reason. We can't have this shit in the shop every 2 weeks.
I understand.
Because somebody got sore. Budget's
so,
tight enough lately.
So what'd you guys think of Han?
That was really good. That was really good, the way you handled her.
Yeah, and it's just interesting where she's being aggressive and he's just driving her nuts. And we got a couple of video chats out of it. And The scammers don't have attention to detail. I mean,
no, they're terrible at their
job.
They're
terrible at it. And when they get called, and the unfortunate part is when they do find somebody, it's some poor, lonely person, and they take advantage of them. Then this person is looking for compassion, and just the fact to speak to them is something special, and they'll pay the money. And so, but when you have somebody that's doing it so far emotionally removed, they can't deal with that. You know, why? I don't have work. What do you mean you're going to try to find me a job? I don't need I'm stuck in a cut. Well, I don't know what the flight is. I don't know what time of day it is. God, you know, it's just maddening to them.
Fake Davin is precocious. He's just inquisitive, the young feller.
He's, you know what?
My favorite part. Oh, sorry. Jeff.
No, sweetie, go.
My favorite part was when she put the guy that's supposed to be the ticket agent on the phone, and he had no idea what the plot line was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And and another thing is that fake Davin is always so naive to things. And you got to understand, this scam, they're out to manipulate you and take your money and for everything you have. And fake Davin is not only naive, but maddening.
Yeah.
Maddening in a naive way. You ever watch Gomer Pyle when they're trying to scam Gomer Pyle?
Well, golly, Joe. Yeah.
And he's so naive and stupid that he's driving these people nuts trying when they're trying to screw him over. You know?
Yes, yes, absolutely. It's like, you're too stupid to screw over.
Yeah.
I think fake Davin is adorable. I think his heart is in the right place, and you know, he's just misunderstood.
And his wallet is not.
His wallet is in the right place. It's right in his pocket where
That's
it belongs.
Right.
They're not getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she really didn't have patience for me. Like, once she couldn't get the money, she bailed quickly.
Well, enough for wasting the time on you. And like I said, when you asked her what flight and stuff like, you don't get, if you're helping somebody, you know, well, what's your flight? My flight's at 7:30. It's flight zero, whatever it is. You know, and you.
I didn't even ask for the flight. I asked what airport. Yeah. So I could get. So, like, because it's really a reasonable question. It's like, well, I'm not going to send the $500. I'm going to give you a. I'm going to buy you a ticket.
Yeah. Let's say some reason we're on the road. A gig gets canceled.
That
happens.
Not.
But, you know, we're in Texas, something like that, where you are, you know. We're writing back somebody just to lend us some money. Well, where are you guys? Where do you fly? We're trying to get out of Dallas-Fort Worth. Trying to get, you know, you just rattle off the name of where the airport is. You know, you don't get pissed.
No, she got very upset.
The hell do you need to know? Just send a kid. You know, really?
Really?
All right. So
that's funny.
So next week, what? You're not in studio, Joe?
No.
Are you going to be part of the show?
Probably calling in probably around 8-ish or so.
All right, so we won't do a Scamming Scammers next week. Maybe we'll do a game or something. Maybe we'll do Savage Medicine or something like that. We'll do a game. Then we're off, and then when we come back, we'll start another Scamming Scammers. Make sense?
Yeah.
That way we don't, like, start it and then have to stop it?
All
right. Yeah.
Joe just heard Savage Medicine. Like, all right.
Though. I don't have time this week. I got too much going on.
All right, well, then Pip will have something to do. Because I can't do a name that orgasm if everybody's not in studio. It doesn't work
right.
That way.
Yeah, nobody can. You don't have enough people that came.
You proud of yourself?
Yes.
What?
If she don't get it. But then again, she doesn't know how to use the phone, so I need to.
Yeah, she's probably on the other end of the receiver. Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
What a maroon.
I'm here as well as can be.
All right. We'd like to thank Russ Ferdico for his continued sponsorship of Davin's. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you very much, Russ. Portobello is Bergen County's most fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday, Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts those popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what do we got coming up, pal?
April 24th, Friday night, April 24th, Paul Bond will be your headliner. You're going to love Paul.
That's going to be a fantastic show. An experience. Not just that, but all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great time out. You deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions, you need a comic, you want to give us a call, go to davincomedy.com, email us davincomedy.com, or give us a call 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. I do have to say all of our shows are selling out, so if you're looking to make money for your restaurant or your club like the Elks or Moose or, you know, raise money for a charity, comedy's a great way to do it, and we're great ways to do it for you. So, that, but with better English. davincomedy.com. All right, Pip.
Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. You'll be treated to the Richter Observatory, which is a great classic rock, punk rock, garage rock show, and you'll really enjoy it. So listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com, the Richter Observatory.
Nice. I have a busy end of the week coming up. Thursday, I'll be at Governor's Comedy Club in Levittown, New York. Go to gubs.com for reservations. That show will start at 8 o'clock. Friday, I will be behind the keyboards with Bob Track, which is a Rage Against the Machine tribute, and Funky Monks, which is Red Hot Chili Peppers. It'll be myself, Joe Cumier, Anthony Cumier, Fred Pacino, and Mike Beckles. That's going to be a great show.
Mike Beckles?
Mike Beckles.
You got Mike Beckles, did you?
Yeah. Mike Beckles?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's Mike. It's Mike Guitar Play. Nice guy.
I understand. He's just like rattling off names. You got Mike Beckles. You got Beckles.
Royalty, Norton. Royalty. Then on Saturday, it's be a fun night. It's going to be up at the Lion's Den at Walcott, Connecticut. I'll be myself, Claudius Travola, and Johnny Benson. That will be at the Lion's Den. Lion's Club sponsored. So check that on out. That'll be on Saturday at 9 p.m. Check that on it.
Wednesday, February 26th, Sidespinning Productions presents a live comedy on Diamo in Haworth, New Jersey, starring the aforementioned Paul Bond. Going to be a great show. For tickets, call 201-384-1551, 201-384-1551. I actually think the show's sold out. It's been sold out for a couple weeks, but sometimes people cancel last moment. So if you're in the area and you want to give it a shot, you can give it a shot.
Great food, great show.
Yeah.
Don't miss it.
If you can't get tickets to that next show, there is April 22nd. All right. Friday, February 28th, I will be in Morris Plains, New Jersey at Tiff's Comedy Club. For tickets, call 973-290-9777. All right. We got the After Buzz show coming up. We'll talk about a young boy of 33 who died and gave the middle finger on the picture on his tombstone, and that didn't go over so well for some people. So that was fun. We want to thank Vincent of Portobello for coming in. Fascinating interview with the whole Michael Jackson thing.
Phenomenal.
I think we learned some stuff, got an insight into what it was like to work with MJ.
Yeah.
So good stuff. You missed it. If your friends missed it, you want to let them hear, the Michael Jackson fans, tell them to listen to the podcast. We're going to do the Facebook Live show in just a few minutes. But until then, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.
Bye-bye.